The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. First, I would like to apologize to Richard Spencer and his crowd. I was supposed to appear on his show today, and I totally forgot. My mind was totally elsewhere, and I started driving to go do my errands of the day, and I was 1 hour away from home when I realized, and the show was already starting. So sorry, Richard. Being invited to your show is an honor, but this was really due to me having my mind elsewhere, too much things on the table. And somehow, when I left my home, I was like, wasn't there something I had to do home? And it didn't cross my mind that I was scheduled to appear on Richard Spencer. So sorry, and I hope that he will invite me again somewhere else at some point. Today I was I decided in parallel to this that I was going to change my phone number, because a couple of days ago I received a call and it was like a woman, and I'm like, holy shit, we're in trouble, a woman calling me. And she's like, hello, this is the Department of Health. And I'm like, ah. Department of Health of the province where I was living before, Prince Edward Island. And she's like, we would like to know if you would like to benefit from... And luckily, I mean, this is the point where I would have hung up, you know? And no, I do not want any benefit, thank you. Because I've been so much in trouble with these provincial authorities, they start saying, hey, don't you need a little service for your health? And then you say no. And then it's like, oh, well, maybe we'll force it onto you now that you've said no. It always starts with an offering. It's like, oh, well, why wouldn't you benefit from this service? Are you crazy? Don't you want to receive this superb service? And then when you say no, down the line, there is a guy with a gun knocking at your door and forcing you to accept it. So then I realized that. So luckily, somehow the phone line broke and it hung up. I would have hung up because I don't want to hear what it is that you have to offer to me. I'm out of your place. I escaped it. I don't want to hear it. But then I realized, okay, it's time for me to change phone numbers, because I've been remaking my life again and again, being reborn in a new city, in a new place. Well, you're getting paranoid, JF. Is it really being paranoid when you've been run after by police cars and when they tried to actually kidnap you? I don't think this qualifies as paranoia. No, out of safety, a change of phone number was in place. But then in Canada, changing a phone number is so complicated. I try to go through the online stuff, and I've been at many addresses in my life. They never work. They're like, you need to enter your address. You enter your address. And then they say, oh, we don't have this address on our records. But what do you expect, that you know all of the possible addresses in Canada? Are you fucking insane? Now they're like, you need to retype your address in the way we expect it. Now you try to retype, and no, we don't have it in our records. Unbelievable. They don't have the concept of a new address, the concept that maybe you don't know everything. So I'm like, I cannot. And basically, you have to lie to this system. You have to give it a fake address and a fake phone number at the beginning, that eventually you can get in, make your first payment, get your phone line, and then from the phone try to change the setting. But it's such a, I feel that AI and, you know, the catalogization of existence is already started, and we are already faced with the no of the big AI. So because I can't do the online phone subscription, I had to drive to Walmart hours away. And I arrived to the guy at Walmart, and thankfully, I mean, I saved money doing this because at Walmart, the phones are always cheaper. The very same phone I was ready to pay $500 for, they will sell you at $400 at Walmart. But in the end, the guy subscribes me to the phone company, and he faces the same problem as me. He enters my address, it doesn't work. And so he's like, oh, we're going to lie, we're going to put some other address. Oh, I entered a phone. Well, your phone number doesn't exist. I'm going to enter my phone number. So basically, the soul system is unable to process new customers, but they still use it. They still use it as a gatekeeping. How many customers are they losing just because they're too incompetent to know all of people's addresses? Anyways, in the end, the Walmart guy was very kind. He was like, oh, are you new in town? Are you new here? I was like, yeah, I come from Quebec and Prince Edward Island. And he was an immigrant. He was like, you're starting from scratch here? I was like, yeah, I'm starting from scratch. And he says, what do you do in life? I said, I'm a controversial author. He says, wow, really? That was fun. He was a fun guy. In a way, I was... We were connecting because he's an immigrant and he seemed to be used probably as a phone salesman at Walmart. He's probably used to everyone who arrives in town and who gets a new phone number and who start a life from scratch. So it seems that again and again, he had seen people restarting life from scratch, and he had detected it immediately inside of me that it's what I was doing. Amazing that there are so many people running away from something that they have to that ultimately the Walmart guy becomes a psychological expert of this of this phenomenon. In the end, I have a new phone number, and it's so great when you change phone numbers because you leave so much behind. There's all sorts of people. I will not let them know my new phone number, and so you have your space of privacy that regrows again. Barnaby Bruto says, I don't even have a cell phone to receive text messages. Actually, I got an iPod for my music, and you can text me from an iPhone, but no one does that as it works with an emails and it spooks people out. So in theory, you can receive text messages, but you're not in the usual system. Yeah, I mean, personally, I lived a long time. A raised fist says, what if Mama JF tries to call? Well, Mama JF knows how to make noise. I'm not afraid. If Mama JF has an opening to and wants to re-rise to public consciousness, she will find a dance that she can do. She will find something that she can do to signal so that everyone in the world hears about her. So I'm not worried about this. NVIDIA drops RTX 50 series $549 cards that beats the 1600 RTX 4090. So here we have the impression that there is a major step being taken by NVIDIA. Because the 4090 is the best, is the highest grade right now in the consumer products to do lots of GPU computing. It seems, but it's still very costly. You know, even if it's been on the market for quite a while now, the price never dropped because it remained the kind of best in its class. But now the RTX 5070 will be coming out, and it will be at a much lower price point. And it seems that there is even a higher range of higher performance, the Ti, the 80, the 90, at higher prices, of course, all featuring GDDR7 memory and DLSS4 for AI-powered performance boost. NVIDIA still rocks. Unpaused says, PEI gets the most in interprovincial transfer payments per capita. Very socialist. Pretty, but to be avoided. Yeah, it's too bad. Everyone is good there, except 1% of the population. But this 1% are fucking government rats. And you just can't live because they have too much power. And what you mentioned, interprovincial transfer, is a fucking devilish entity of Canada, let me tell you. Because basically, what's happening with these interprovincial transfer? It's rich provinces giving to poor provinces. But the poor provinces, how do they make the case that they're poor? They spend money in education and health. Now, they end up spending so much money that they have these armies of fucking lesbians just entering heterosexual families' homes and kidnapping children. So, it's beautiful. Yeah, you're going to live close to the beach. You can go fish. I was able to go fish. But what are you going to do when they kidnap your family? So it's like these interprovincial payments are being misused, and they feed into networks of corrupt state agents that threaten the sense of property and the sense of families and the parental rights. There's no way you can live in these places anymore. I was able to live there because I was kind of hidden, but once Mama JF came out with her disappearance, it was way too much attention directed my way. And so I had to find a place in Canada where there is still due process. And I think it's not random that I'm in the province that's the richest now. And I don't have any issues here. Here, the government agents are not annoying me. See, a bunch of fucking low IQ, poor maritime retards were about to try to decide what I do with my family. But a bunch of rich, successful oil salesmen who have so much money that it gets drained from them and they have to pay some of it in tax to these fucking retarded islands, they don't care about controlling my family. Isn't that fascinating? That when you go around success, you find more healthy people and more healthy governance and more healthy due process. Unbelievable. So in the end, I'm all for the separation of Alberta. Alberta should separate from Canada and stop paying these interprovincial transfers, because you're just feeding evil. You're feeding stuff that you wouldn't consent to into Canada. And they are incentivized at spending that money on education. Of course, it's not education. If you know Canada, it's child kidnapping. They want to force people in public schools and force people in public health and, oh, why don't you benefit from this service? This is exactly why I had to change my phone number, because I can't take the risk of having a government agent calling me, knowing my phone number and saying, oh, we've noticed that you've not brushed your teeth last week. Wouldn't you want to have a little teeth cleanup at our dentistry? No, I'm not interested. Silver Spider says, I don't know how you even live in Canada. Well, it's survivalism in the context of state oppression. It's not easy, let me tell you. But I think I found a spectacular place to be safe, thankfully. Fact checkers are too politically biased. Zuckerberg abandons Facebook censorship for X-like community notes. Just over a month after Mark Zuckerberg met with Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago resort, and a day after Trump's longtime friend Dana White joined Facebook's board, Zuckerberg announced a sweeping overhaul of the social media platform's moderation policy. The change includes nuking the controversial fact-checking censorship program and adopting a system similar to Elon Musk's community notes on X, signaling a pivot toward free speech as Trump 2.0 will usher in an era of revitalization of Western values. It's amazing what's happening at Facebook, but it's way too late. Facebook has ruined its potential with the next generation. There is an entire generation of people for whom Facebook is the cringiest thing you can think. I mean, it's where they go if they want to talk to their uncle and aunts. That is what Facebook is. I mean, even for me, I'm 40 years old, and I would only go on Facebook if I wanted to talk to someone who's older than me. Isn't that the big failure of Facebook? Because amazingly, I am part of the generation in which I remember back in my youth, university days, I remember the word to mouth spreading about, hey, maybe they're going to unlock Facebook for not just Harvard students. I remember these women. I remember these women, these English women. They were students at McGill University. They were women. They were talking with each other and they were like, hey, maybe we're about to have access to Facebook. I mean, those were the good days, but those were the days where it was cool and desirable to be on Facebook. Do you think the children today want to be on Facebook? No. And there was such a... At that time, it was so bizarre when Facebook opened up to the public, and you came onto there, and the AI was telling you, okay, JF, here's your mom, here's your father, here's your uncle, here's your three cousins. And you were like, what? And you hadn't even logged in yet. They were like, do you want to follow them before you log in? Well, I'd like to log in first and tell you who I am. No, we know who you are, JF. That was absolutely stunning. It was an era where Facebook had shown that it was dominating the understanding of real-life social networks. Now, the internet grew. And eventually, there needed to be place for freedom, freedom of speech, freedom of thought, for networks to develop, and for political partisan circles to be able to develop. And Facebook has been so closed to anything outside of the mainstream discourse. And they have designated authorities. They have delegated in the same way the super chat of a few shows ago or maybe yesterday, I don't remember, the super chat about Catholicism and then central authorities, and we should trust a central theological authority. It's like, no. But Facebook did the same thing that the Catholic Church did. They started trusting a central council that was deciding whether Facebook's hate speech implementations were correct. They started trusting expert corrections on facts. And they started deboosting basically anything political. And it became this overcrowded ads page. My poor boomer neighbor. I was trying to help one of my neighbors figure out Facebook and the use of Facebook. And I was like, poor them. I mean, they're getting cognitively abused by these ads. Are these ads even working? Are boomers clicking on this? Like, this is cognitive abuse when you have 6 ads showing up and then maybe 1 message from your mom. Facebook lost it, and it lost it big with any sort of new generation, and I would say the internet natives, because I consider myself an internet native. Facebook was very expert in detecting early traces, allowing them to reproduce the whole social network of humanity. How they did that, maybe with credit cards. We don't know how they did that exactly. But they did that then with tagging, and they complimented. But they knew who your family was before you were even on there. Amazingly. So that was good to trace the real world. But the fact is, the world was virtualizing itself while Facebook was de-virtualizing itself. Facebook has missed on internet natives. And I would say right now, if you are an addict of Twitter, like Elon Musk or me, you are an internet native. You live more on Twitter than at your actual physical address. And you know more about your followers than you know about your cousins. That's what kind of Facebook missed. Facebook has been trying to mirror the real world while the world was getting less real and less real every week. Raised Fist says, Canada is okay if you're not JF. Nobody calls me to enforce medical procedures on me. Yeah, well, JF is the canary in the coal mine, let me tell you. And so if it happens to JF today, it will happen to you in 10 years from now. Doubting Thomas says, JF, I remember when you found out a friend at Facebook or MySpace, you suspected that they were probably gay. Those were the good days. Those were the good days. Now, I don't think that Mark Zuckerberg suddenly taking a stance for free speech. I think it's more a reflection of the effect of Elon Musk on society and Trump. But I don't think it's going to change anything. Facebook is not going to not be cringe. It's like saying that MySpace will make a big comeback because they've adopted the new MP3 compression algorithm. It's like, no, it's not happening. Something that became cringe will never not be cringe. And at some point, you have to decide what's your basis of business. And Facebook made a very, very bad decision because they were mastering a sort of avant-garde. It's hot to be on Facebook. Why aren't you on Facebook? But they let it be consumed by boomerism. Like, boomers advanced onto Facebook like blobs of fat, and they took over Facebook and integrated them into their belly. Barnaby Buto says, I was a show producer in the early MySpace days, and it was a useful tool to know bands and do promotion, but people using MySpace for a personal page were cringe as fuck. Although being an internet native and being very much on the internet during those days, I have never known about MySpace. I kind of heard the name back then, but I have never had any experience with MySpace personally. It wasn't my thing. I was on IRC. Yeah, Rodila said IRC, ICQ, alt binaries. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He says, I think the big problem that politicians don't understand the internet and just don't get it. The only people allowed to make laws or public policy for the internet should be people who have a dial-up modem and have been on IRC or ICQ or visited news groups like alt.binaries.asians. Yes. Yes. Yes, because the internet has been so polluted by these normies. It's unbelievable. They took over so many things. They took over Facebook. And Facebook wasn't a normie phenomenon to begin with. It was a university student, tech-oriented phenomenon at the beginning. Now, X rose, well, Twitter. Twitter rose, and Twitter also was eventually taken by the normie, only to be removed from them eventually. But you can say the normies are still on Twitter, but they have lost their... Because when the normies truly control a platform, they want to shut you down. They just can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth! And so they shut you down. That's when you know that normies have fully taken over the platform. It's that even the owners of the platform are like, do we really care about the JFs, the little edgy artists of this world? Or can't we just get rid of them? Silver Spider says, talking to boomers, I've discovered they love Facebook, voting, public schools, etc. Everything that sucks now, but was maybe beneficial for them at first. That is a massive phenomenon that I've noticed too. The boomers have recorded, well, public school was not so bad in my times. And so they trust the public schools of today. But do you know the difference between the public school, if you go to a public school tomorrow morning versus 50 years ago? Holy shit. The spam of moral leftist concerns, the social engineering, the presence of diversity, the bullying, the anti-whiteness of it. It's another world. The public school, you cannot have your opinion on the public school of today be determined by your experience with it 50 years ago, because it's not the same thing. So Mark Zuckerberg is coming with this, but it's too little too late, Mark. You are already cringe. You have teamed up with the boomer. You will die with them.
Hey, everyone. I want to talk about something important today, because it's time to get back to our roots around free expression on Facebook and Instagram.
You had tried to do this about 2 years ago. Do you even control your own company, Mark? Because I heard you say this in a little speech 2 years ago. Oh yeah, it's time we bring back a little bit of free speech. Well, so it took you 2 years to get from a desire that you had to now you're converting it into an actual policy. What have you been doing during these 2 years? Have you been hanging out in the metaverse, Zuckerberg?
I started building social media to give people a voice. I gave a speech at Georgetown 5 years ago about the importance of protecting free expression, and I still believe this today. But a lot has happened over the last several years. There's been widespread debate about potential harms from online content. Governments and legacy media have pushed to censor more and more. A lot of this is clearly political.
Legacy media? Mark Zuckerberg, now you are separating yourself from them, but you were totally with the legacy media in shutting down alternate voices. If anything, the legacy media was censoring less than you. The legacy media were choosing what they were talking about, but you were censoring the speech of others. You were going for the users of your own platform and denying them access to it.
But there's also a lot of legitimately bad stuff out there. Drugs, terrorism, child exploitation. These are...
Now, notice the difference. Legitimately bad stuff. You're saying that you were shutting down all these people over the last 4 years that were not legitimately bad? So what were they? They were just expressing their view? They were not terrorists? They were not rapists? They were not doing child porn? But you were censoring them still.
These are things that we take very seriously, and I want to make sure that we handle responsibly. So we built a lot of complex systems to moderate content. But the problem with complex systems is they make mistakes. Even if they accidentally censor just 1% of posts, that's millions of people. And we've reached a point where it's just too many mistakes and too much censorship. The recent elections also feel like...
In the end... Mark Zuckerberg is feeling what's happening through the feedback of his numbers. Your numbers aren't as good as X. Your platform is dying because you chose a dying strategy. It was to fight everything that's at the edge and then become this kind of hyper-conservative, and I don't mean conservative politically, but conservative in the sense of being always afraid of anything that's at the edge, and therefore you were recentering yourself around normies, and then eventually you realize that's not enough to grow a business because people who are intelligent are interested in getting actual free thought, and they don't meet that on Facebook. On Facebook, they get the already filtered normie view that you would expect your parents to develop as they watch CNN. Nothing Thomas says, so are the discussions covered on this show now allowed on Facebook? Exactly, we don't know. We don't know because for now, all that's being removed is the fact-checking component and they're replacing it with a community note-like entity like Elon Musk did based on people. Now, I'm sure the community notes of Facebook will be not as good as the community notes of Twitter. And then they are removing the COVID lie policies. But this has already been done by even YouTube. I mean, COVID is old stuff, and so it's not current. But I don't know that they are opening the racial discussion. No, to answer your question, I don't think you can... have JFG tonight on Facebook.
Like a cultural tipping point towards once again prioritizing speech. So we're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms. More specifically, here's what we're going
to... How are we even here? Where you have to make the decision to restore free speech on the internet when free speech is fully defended by the First Amendment, so you had nothing to fear, you had no reason to engage in all this censorship, and ultimately, the choice that you made by engaging in this censorship was a bad one, bad business decision. You thought you were powerful enough to go against the grain of what people needed and wanted, and they were telling the algorithm that they wanted it. But you decided to shift the algorithm a little bit, and you got outcompeted by Elon Musk.
First, we're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the US.
We're running in circles societally because we're just back to 2018, maybe 2019. We're not even back to 2050. We're just walking back a little bit of the crap. But it's not enough, and so I'm confident personally that Facebook will continue its downward trend. Once you have a brand that has ruined itself, there's just too much hate against the brand. And you're always going to keep attracting an aging component that will... And it's just a matter of them dying. It's literally, you have to wait for every 40-year-old to die, and then you're not going to have anyone of the next generation, so you're going to go the way of Yahoo. European Commission. European Commission threatens Musk ahead of interview with conservative leader. The European Commission will check whether the X platform promotes an interview between its owner, American entrepreneur and billionaire Elon Musk, and the leader of the Alternative for Germany, Alice Weidel. The body's spokesman, Thomas Regnier, said on Monday. Platforms must respond to potential threats to the EU electoral processes, including providing above-average visibility to content promoting political forces. So they're trying to frame Elon that by choosing to interview the AFD person, that he's helping them specifically, and therefore he's intervening in an election, which he is. No doubt he is. But I don't know that... The thing is, with European laws, the expenses of the party are so supervised. It's not like in America. In America, a private entrepreneur can decide, hey, I can speak with Donald Trump, because I like Donald Trump, and there is a free speech expenses are covered by the First Amendment. In other words, money is speech, and if you throw money at a cause in the US, you should be able to do so. It's protected under the First Amendment. You don't have these things in Europe, so it's very, very easy in Europe to say you have violated electoral law because you've not included an expense. An expense that was somehow favoring the AFD more than the other parties. But then it raises question, is Elon Musk really a German citizen? Is he a German citizen through his companies because he adds Tesla? Is Tesla potentially punishable because Elon Musk has an opinion? All these questions are very important because If the Germany jurisdiction does not apply to Elon Musk, then it's an international conversation. It should have nothing to do with Germany. But then what the argument will be is that he's promoting this interview to users of Germany. I don't know. Does that make him a subject of German law? Maybe. But at the same time, he can indefinitely escape German justice, because he can just decide never to go back to Germany. The California fires are getting so bad. Sorry, I tried muting the mic and I coughed into the mic. The California fires are getting so bad that people are abandoning their cars and fleeing on foot. Bulldozers have been called in to remove the abandoned cars. I'm getting Maui vibe, and I hate to say that.
Yeah, I want to take you here live right now. So this is Pacific Palisades. All of these cars were ditched. So all of the drivers panicked. They took their keys. This is Palisades Drive, as well as Sunset Boulevard. This dozer is just moving these vehicles out of the way. So if this is your car, unfortunately, it's an emergency situation, and this is what they have to do. They are moving the cars as we speak. Unfortunately, there are dozens of cars. This looks like a movie set. Unfortunately, this is real. LA County Fire, they have to do what they have to do. They need to clear a path. So literally, they're moving.
Oh, no. People have left their car in emergency, and now the truck is ruining all of the cars to get them displaced. Ah, that really sucks. Well, California has to change its policy. It's trying to preserve too much nature. California should start building itself in a way that erases nature. Replace this with asphalt parkings that don't catch on fire. Time that California gets rid of a little bit of its nature. Breaking Myron Gaines' blue check mark was swiped again. Myron Gaines from Fresh and Fit, they lost their check mark. Then they regained it temporarily. Then they lost it again. No one knows what is happening with this. And here we have a woman sharing concerns about the future with the generation of rising misogynists. What will happen?
Younger generation is so misogynistic that I'm concerned that once they become old enough to be politicians, we're actually going to lose more rights as women than this very old misogynistic conservative generation.
The younger generation seems to be just straight misogynistic, hateful towards women.
Even more than the 1950s.
At least they liked women in the 1950s.
Yes.
At least they're...
This guy's correct. It is true that the misogyny of a boomer is always shut down. It's always limited. The misogyny of the boomer is just a little circle like this. The misogyny of the next generation is like extended. Because he's right. The boomer men, they would say a little joke or two about women. Oh, women, they act like this or like that. Ha ha ha. Oh, that's a woman. Ha ha ha. But they were addicted to women because women were kind of the object of sexual desire, which they will always have to be. But the boomers, being a sexual hedonist, they elevated the woman as the highest desirable point of the universe. And they were so obsessed that they couldn't truly be evil. Whereas the next generation of misogynists, they are actually like, holy shit, female robots are coming up. They're becoming available. And I've been raised by a computer screen, and I don't know that I have to endure a fucking woman in my life compared to the alternatives. So we are faced with a totally different generation that has been... where the woman is properly accounted for as the bubble of trouble that she can be.
Her whole life was like how much they like women.
Like being obsessed with their secretary or something like that.
Exactly. But now it's just like she's got four bodies.
They're angry at girls being attractive. Yeah. They're angry at girls having any kind of intimacy with another guy.
It's not so... Yeah. Angry at a girl having intimacy with another guy. Yeah, that would be a problem if she's my girlfriend. What is she talking about? That her husband shouldn't be angry if she betrays him with another guy or has some intimacy. But as far as the rest, no, the young generation of misogynists are not angry at female success. They just know it's bullshit. They know that there's been so much pushing for employment. They know that females get it easy in the employment sector. They get selected by the females at the HR departments. They know that male cognition is punished into this kind of process. And so, and that the state has grown so much that there is more and more employment positions that are available to people who are not truly talented, who don't have to make a case for their value on the free market. All they have to do is respect some bureaucratic framework. And that's a thing that women do pretty well, and they get employed very easily in this kind of sector. So it's not that the misogynists are angry at women. It's, we know the bullshit that you pulled onto society. We know what you're doing with society, and we're laughing our ass off because the more you control society, the less good it's looking. And in fact, it's starting to look pretty terrible. And it's starting to look pretty terrible in specifically for women. For women walking in the streets alone in the city, if there's any of them left, you would see that the world that is controlled by women is much less desirable for women even than the one of the past. Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, I've been thinking about how we are back at only a few years ago. It bothers me that some of the right-wing people I grew up with who saw better times are okay with things being pretty gay and diverse. Is this because people just don't remember, or have they just cucked? I don't know. I don't know how it happened, but I have dear memories of the 90s. And I know that my girlfriend does too. And we are very bounded on our common memory of the 90s. It was a special time. The schools were feelings. They were feeling white. Society felt white in the 90s. And it was a time of naivete and of not everyone was connected, and it was a very special time. And I don't know about the people around us. First, people around us are diverse and gay. Some of them may not have experienced the 90s in the way you did. Some of them may be newly arriving to our countries and they've never known the US or the Canada of the 90s. So there's that. There's also the fact that when you age, maybe you forget a little bit, or you retain in some sort of nostalgic memory, but you don't really engage with it, or you forget about it, or don't want to think about it. But yeah, I was looking at my girlfriend having certain just specific behavior, and I was like, wow, this is so 90s. This is so much how I would have behaved when I was a teenager, and how people around me would have behaved when they were teenagers. It is quite something. I don't think the youth will ever have this feeling of belonging to a very special generation. Trump. Let's see Trump on foreign policy.
We're approaching the dawn of America's golden age. It's going to be a golden age for America. We have things that nobody else has. We have more natural resources. We have, number one, nobody knew that until I came along. I made us number one. We're number three. I made us number one in a very short period of time in drilling. And, you know, you can talk about windmills. They litter our country. They're littered all over our country like dropping paper, like dropping garbage in a field. And that's what happens to them, because in a period of time, they turn to garbage. Most expensive energy ever. They only work if you get subsidy. The only people that want them are the people that are getting rich off windmills, getting massive subsidies from the U.S. government. And it's the most expensive energy there is. It's many, many times more expensive than clean natural gas. So we're going to try and have a policy where no windmills are being built. You know, off the coast of New Jersey, they want to build like 200 windmills. The people are going crazy. Nobody wants them.
So we are accessing a golden age. I think there will be some kind of a golden age. I think there will be some sort of an American liberty conception rising back. You can see it in Mark Zuckerberg. You know, in the end, Mark Zuckerberg is not a trailblazer. He was a trailblazer for one thing. It was the inception of Facebook. But now he is just a follower. And you can, if a Mark Zuckerberg gets the follower effect under Donald Trump and suddenly starts talking about free speech, I think there will be something like this that will happen to the country. I don't think it will be too big, and I think it will be very temporary. I think that the Trump boom will fizzle out quite quick. We can see it kind of in the way Bitcoin keeps falling back. You know, I sold Bitcoin when we reach around 102K because I felt that it was about to fall again. And I was right. I caught two perfect peaks of this bull run up to now. I'm not telling you it won't go back up higher than this, but I'm always withdrawing with preparation for, oh well, what if we fall into a bear market? Because I think there will be a massive bear market, a correction of all systems, stock markets, Bitcoin, and I think it's going to come at a surprising speed. I think the slow theory of it would be that it comes at the end of the Trump cycle, which is in 4 years from now. But the fast theory of it could happen surprisingly quick, like maybe in 6 months, 1 year from now. I want to be sure when that happens that I'm not stuck to wait 4 more years of Bitcoin stacking. I want to be sure that I keep my profit and that I can sustain the lows. And I think that we will enter a vast economic crisis. We're due for it. Sharia says, hey, chat, a late start today works for me. Yeah, and we have this whole excitement around Greenland, and I want to be excited. I want to believe that Trump would take over Greenland, but I'm not sure it's happening because Trump has made this kind of bullshit before. He never did it.
Well, we need Greenland for national security purposes. I've been told that for a long time, long before I even ran. I mean, people have been talking about it for a long time. You have approximately 45,000 people there. People really don't even know if Denmark has any legal right to it. But if they do, they should give it up because we need it for national security. That's for the free world. I'm talking about protecting the free world. You look at, you don't even need binoculars. You look outside, you have China ships all over the place. You have Russian ships all over the place. We're not letting that happen. We're not letting it happen. And if Denmark wants to get to a conclusion, but nobody knows if they even have any right title or interest. The people are going to probably vote for independence or to come into the United States. But if they did do that, then I would tariff Denmark at a very high level.
I would love, I mean, and people are rooting for this. You have the supporters of Trump on X who are like, we don't care about what Denmark thinks. We're taking Greenland. Okay, I would like to share all this excitement. That would be absolutely great. I would like an extension of America because eventually that might even include Canada. I would like it, but I don't think it's happening. I think this is Trump with his serious poker face making jokes, basically. I don't think that Trump will make it happen. I would love it if that can happen. That would leave a mark in history forever. You know, that this would be a significant expansion. And one toward the Arctic Circle, which I have big interest in. Because all my life I've traveled toward the Arctic Circle in a way. And in fact, I would like to, me and my girlfriend would love to visit the Arctic Circle. We're now at our new position. And we realize it's within drivable distance. We could reach the absolute end of North America. We could be in the Arctic Circle. And certainly if we do it, it's about a 48 hours trip of car. So I'm not so far. I'm 2 days away, 2 days of driving away from the absolute tip of North America. And, you know, we could see the wildlife there. If I get there, I would certainly make a little X video for it. I would certainly update you guys about it. But it's exciting because the Arctic is the future. If it's true that the Earth gets hotter, then And, you know, the amount of poverty and crap that you see right now at the equator level will be the amount of poverty and crap that you'll eventually see at the New York level. And if New York becomes a third world shithole, we're going to have to move closer to Antarctica or closer to the Arctic Circle. Rodil Asid says they would not like the cold. It is one thing that saves them. Dino Legovic says, what lies beyond the mile-high ice wall? Conspiracy theories. All right. So that is pretty much it. Elon Musk commenting on Greenland says, if the people of Greenland want to be part of America, which I hope they do, they would be most welcome. And Donald Trump Jr. was in Greenland. I don't think it's happening, although I'm sure the people of Greenland, it would be in their interest. Can you imagine? Can you imagine you're there with in your little shack, your little Denmark shack that's worth maybe $10,000. You have difficulty surviving the cold. And suddenly American investment, Trump starts throwing money at this province, at this state. Starts funding military there. Everyone starts having job. Your house is suddenly worth 20 times the value that it had a year ago. I mean, it would be good for them. I don't know if they will say yes, because maybe they're stubborn. Maybe they have some anti-American sentiment. We'll have to see. We have an Indian arguing with his lazy African coworker in broken English. Peak diversity, that will be our last news item for the day.
Right now, y'all are leaving at 12 o'clock and you're not doing the work. What can I do? You are not doing, but what can I do?
You are not doing. What can I do? You are not doing.
I want to see every time that you are doing or not.
I'm not mocking tonight. I'm out for you last time. You can
Who told you to?
This is beautiful. See? This is what the founders had in mind. A multi-diverse world in which the problems of diversity are resolved by diversity. If you can find a way to pair Indian employers with black workers, white people will not have any interest in this. We're not hurt by it. So if the black employee is not doing the job, that's the problem of the Indian employer. And they fight and they will lose hours just yelling. And it's and white people just don't have to buy the food from this restaurant. So you end up having a contained... We need contained systems of diversity where... Diversity is there. We will have to live with it, but we can let them deal with their own problem and reserve a separate world for ourselves. Based Saxon says, I freaked out at an Indian couple today because they littered streamers all over the natural park. Streamers. What is a streamer? I'm a streamer. What else is a streamer? Is that some sort of hot dog? What are you talking about? Anyways, explain it to me in the chat. I'll read it tonight. He says, I then publicly shamed them in a local Facebook group. There were so many racist comments that the thread was deleted. Are you telling me that Mark Zuckerberg has not yet allowed free speech on Facebook? Rodil Asid says, what I think Trump is doing with all these asks, talking about annexing Canada, is just part of the art of the deal. Talks about tariffs, annexing. Now, Canada will give more when they renegotiate any U.S.-Canada trade deal. It did not cost him anything. Just words, and now Canada is on the defensive. Yeah, I think it's probably what he's doing. But it sucks because politically, you're not just dealing. You're also throwing a message and creating expectations in your base. Now I'm faced with a bunch of people who say, Jeff, we're going to get Greenland. And it's like, no, you're probably not going to get Greenland.